Wow, this is such an exciting development. Brazil has just pioneered a completely new model for agricultural finance by approving the country's very first blockchain-backed livestock loan right on its primary stock exchange, B3. It's genuinely a game changer for the farming community.
It really is a significant step forward. What makes this pilot so impactful is how it directly tackles a long-standing rural credit gap. Traditionally, farmers need land or heavy machinery to secure a loan, but this model allows them to use their actual livestock as collateral.
Exactly. And to show how it works in practice, the initial deal actually tokenized 10 dairy cows to back a $100,000 loan. It's a beautiful demonstration that distributed ledger technology can be a practical, institutional-grade financial tool, not just a speculative crypto asset.
Right. The mechanics are quite precise. The tokenization process essentially converts each cow into a verifiable digital asset. After a professional appraisal, unique digital identifiers are assigned and minted as blockchain tokens, which are then securely locked as collateral the moment the loan is issued.
I love how secure that makes everything. So if a borrower happens to default, the lenders can simply liquidate those digital tokens. Since they're directly tied to the physical animals, the loan stays perfectly backed by tangible value. It gives everyone such peace of mind.
And that security is heavily reinforced by a critical innovation in this pilot, the integration of IoT technology. Each cow is fitted with a calmed smart collar that continuously tracks location, movement, and health metrics.
That's fantastic. All that real-time data feeds straight into the blockchain ledger, giving lenders instant visibility into exactly how their collateral is doing. It completely eliminates those outdated paper trails and tedious periodic inspections, which drastically cuts down on fraud risk and administrative headaches.
Precisely. It also removes concerns about collateral depreciation. For farmers, especially smaller operations that have been shut out of traditional banking, this model finally unlocks accessible credit.
It's a win-win. Lenders get enhanced transparency, faster settlement times, and much more flexible loan structures. And B3's official endorsement really signals a strategic shift toward modernizing financial infrastructure and legitimizing blockchain for institutional markets.
Absolutely. While this is currently just a 10-cow pilot, the framework establishes a highly scalable blueprint for agricultural finance. As regulatory standards mature and blockchain infrastructure becomes more standardized, we can expect tokenization to expand well beyond livestock to include crop yields, heavy machinery, and other farm assets.
It's truly inspiring to see. Brazil's initiative proves that the convergence of physical agriculture and digital finance isn't just a future concept. It's already operational. It offers such a practical pathway to democratize rural credit and modernize traditional lending markets for good.